Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 330 for Thursday, March 31st. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished higher on Thursday, taking strength from today's USDA report. Canola was anywhere from $1 to $4 higher, with the May contract checking in at $475.80 a ton. That's up $1.20. The USDA predicted U.S. farmers will only plant 82.2 million acres of soybeans, and that is down from last year's figure of 82.6 million acres, so this was bullish for canola. U.S. soy oil and crude oil were both higher, and that helped to underpin the market. Commercial buying has been steady, and parts of Western Canada are too dry, which was supportive. However, the Canadian dollar was roughly 0.4 cents higher compared to its U.S. counterpart. This made canola less desirable to domestic crushers and international buyers. Losses in Malaysian palm oil limited the gains. South America's large soybean supply is starting to find its way to market, and that was bearish for canola. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn plunged sharply, losing 15 cents with the May contract at $3.48 a bushel. The market was put under severe pressure by today's report, which called for larger-than-expected plantings in the U.S. According to the agency, U.S. farmers will plant 93.5 million acres of corn, and that is up over 5 million acres from last year. The report also said stockpiles of corn in the U.S. were much larger than expected. On the international front, Brazil has announced it will sell public corn stocks and lower taxes on imported grains. Soybeans are up 1 to 2 cents, with the May contract checking in at $9.05 a bushel. Soybeans were initially put on the defensive by the report as the USDA called for a big crop. However, the effects began to wear off. The agency pegged oilseed supplies at 1.53 billion bushels, and that was up from last year's figure of 1.33 billion. However, the market took strength from the fact that the USDA predicted U.S. farmers will only plant 82.2 million acres of soybeans, and that is down from last year's figure slightly. Wheat was 8 to 9 cents higher with the May contract at $4.73 a bushel. The USDA pegged wheat inventories as of March 1st at 1.372 billion bushels, which is up slightly from last year's figure. However, when we look at planting this year, the agency says U.S. farmers are only expected to plant just under 50 million acres of wheat, and that is well down from last year's figure of 54.5 million. So that's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, March 31st. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.